Desi Larkin, chairman of the Donegal Marathon Committee. This whole idea first came about indirectly as a result of the Derry Marathon.
Absolutely. We've been up at the launch of the new playground in the Letterkenny, Bert McGlinchey Town Park. We went for a cup of tea afterwards to the Carriage La Caila building, and myself and Paddy Hannigan and a few others started to talk about what we've been doing recently, and I had said I'd been in Derry and had witnessed the walls of Derry Marathon, which I thought was very successful, and Paddy had said that he'd ran in it, and like myself had seen many Donegal people who had participated within the marathon, and of course that posed the question by both of us then was, well, why isn't there a Donegal Marathon? From that we decided, well, why don't we try this? I brought a motion forward to the Town Council. The Town Council unanimously supported it, pledged financial support to it. We then met with our Olympian, an internationally renowned marathon runner, Danny McDade, and Brendan McDade from the Letterkenny Athletic Club, because this couldn't happen without the buy-in from the athletics family. They left the meeting very upbeat, but said they had to put it to their board, and they came back to us within a short space of time and said, listen, we're fully behind this and we want to support it. We formed a committee. We brought in people like Miles Sweeney from the Sports Partnership, Paddy Hannigan, again, Eunan Kelly from Letterkenny Athletic Club, Danny McDade, and we brought in other people then and the expertise with Kieran Martin from the Town Council. He was able to get the IT people on board from the council. We were then able to speak with John Cannon about routes election. We spoke to Athletics Ireland through Brendan McDade and his association to make sure that we were going about it the right way, getting a date, being able to get a date forward. The Chamber of Commerce and Letterkenny came on board, and from that we've just been, I suppose, asking people to support us, and thankfully tonight the media have come out in huge numbers and that message will get out there, and we've launched the website now and people are able to go online through our Facebook, to also through tweeting, and also see the site, and actually from now they can register for the Donegal Marathon on the 24th of August, Chris.
And there's no reason why this can't become one of the biggest sporting events every year in Donegal.
Absolutely. The amount of people who visit Letterkenny and witness people out walking, running, cycling, it's phenomenal what is occurring within the county. May that be the 5Ks, the 10Ks, the wonderful, obviously, 10K that's run in Letterkenny each year, I think has been an inspiration to anyone who wants to run an event and how to do it right. So that has been a huge inspiration to us. What we're hoping for now, over the next few years, that the person who's decided to do that couch to 5K, or that person's out doing the leisurely walk, that they will now aspire to go on and run a marathon within their own county, which wasn't available to them since 1983. We have some wonderful athletes that are on the world stage. It's an absolute credit. But we have an awful lot of talent out there and people out there who are only really discovering what running, walking can do for you. And I have no doubt that knowing the people of Donegal, that they will take great pride in the fact that a Donegal Marathon will occur, and that the people who run on that will be holding the crest of the Donegal Marathon, will have a T-shirt of the Donegal Marathon, that will be testimony to what they've done, and no one else will have that. So I have no doubt whatsoever that the people of Donegal will come in behind this and support it.